An Army soldier who refused to deploy to Iraq has been sentenced to 15 months in prison. A court martial was held yesterday at Fort Stewart, Georgia, for Sergeant Kevin Benderman. His attorneys argued that a unit commander gave Sergeant Benderman permission to miss that flight. Prosecutors say he had an obligation to deploy with the rest of the 3rd Infantry Division unit. From Hinesville, Georgia, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The judge found Sergeant Benderman guilty on one of the charges, missing movement by design, and throughout the second and more serious charge, desertion. In deciding Benderman's fate, the crucial event was a meeting between the soldier and Major Samuel Costin on January 7th, the date Benderman was to leave for Iraq. The key question, whether Costin, after trying to talk Benderman out of filing for conscientious objector status, intended to release the soldier for the weekend. Costin testified that he had no authority to give orders to Sergeant Benderman or to grant him leave. He said the 40-year-old knew he needed to deploy. Costin was chosen to counsel Benderman because he apparently was the only one available who had experience dealing with another soldier who had filed for conscientious objector status. After all, Benderman's first sergeant had called him a coward. Costin testified he told the soldier to write down a chronology of events that led him to this place and to get some chow with his wife. Benderman left Costin's office that evening and failed to show up on the flight to Iraq that night. His wife Monica testified that the couple picked up snacks and got a movie. They stayed in town that weekend, working on his papers and helping a fellow soldier who had attempted suicide. Benderman's attorney, William Casera, said the 15-month sentence is overly harsh, but he says it shows the judge did not buy the argument that the soldier is a cold, calculating individual who intended to miss the plane to avoid hazardous duty.
I think that the evidence showed that Sergeant Benderman went to a meeting, that Sergeant Benderman, rightly or wrongly, believed that he had been released for the weekend and he went home. There was no indication at all that weeks or months in advance that he planned this entire event, as the government wanted the judge to believe.
Benderman testified that when he deployed to Iraq in March of 2003 as a Bradley vehicle mechanic, he saw firsthand the effects of combat. Homes were destroyed. People drank from mud puddles. A girl on the side of the road cried out with a badly burned arm. He wanted to offer her help and his share of medical supplies, but his commander would not stop. Monica Benderman says she's proud of her husband. She says he's being punished for his moral choices, for his stand on war.
He's paying a price because someone has chosen to punish him for standing for his beliefs. He is where he's going now. He's going willingly. They don't control him. He's there because he chose to stand up for what he believed in.
Meanwhile, the Army calls it a successful prosecution. Captain Chet Gregg is with the Judge Advocate General's office at Fort Stewart.
These offenses go to the essence of what it is to serve in the military. If you don't go forward when you're called, that's sort of the very, very important, because that's what you're in the Army to do. That's what all your training from day one leads to.
Government prosecutors noted that other soldiers have been closely watching this case. They wanted a punishment that would deter this kind of conduct. In addition to prison time, Sergeant Benderman's sentence includes a dishonorable discharge and a reduction in rank to private. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Hinesville, Georgia.